What up, P silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and we flying solo dolo this week. Don't sit and act like y'all don't know that y'all just love having me all to yourselves. First and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, happy Black History Month. They certainly did not take away my celebration of my brothers and sisters. No, ma'am, no, sir. Last week, Don Julio and Popeyes became the new collab that nobody saw coming. Here's a question for you. Will it be the culinary love story of 2025? I don't know. We also used ChatGPT to tell us about our personalities by using our food order. And someone got shot in the ass over some cold French fries. That and so much more. If you missed it, don't you worry. That episode is waiting for you. Did I forget to mention that last week's episode, Wes and I, aka DJ Hey Cousin, we may or may have not partake in some shrooms that we got from the smoke shop. So we start off extremely just sober-ish for us anyways, and end up not being such. So if you want to see our decline live during the recording, you definitely don't want to miss last week's episode. Last week was fun. So this week, I have a new segment that just came to me before recording this episode. I'm going to call it, Oh Hell No. That's what I'm going to call it. We also got a text message from a listener. That and more right here on the best damn podcast you've ever heard. I said it aggressively because I meant it. If you want to show support for this podcast, the best way to do that is to subscribe, rate, and review. Now, if you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under the episode that you're listening to. So last week, DJ Hey Cousin and I went to, I believe it's pronounced Omichi's. It's like a franchise pizza and wings and burgers kind of place. And it's really good. They got great pizza and I love their wings as well. So we went there and the bartender there, she actually gave me an idea for a flavor of wings that I had never, I've never even thought of. Okay. I love lemon pepper. That's my normal, that's my go-to usually when I get some wings. But then this honey hot crave started, so I love that shit too. So what I would do was I would get me some honey hot wings if it was available, sprinkled with some lemon pepper seasoning. If you haven't done that, do that immediately. It's amazing. But this bartender, she had a little mix of her own that I hadn't even thought of. She mixed honey hot with garlic. Oh my God, when I tell you that my mouth was excited to have that deliciously flavored meat inside of it. It was amazing. So I also went ahead and I did a little extra. Okay. I went ahead and asked for some lemon pepper sprinkles on the side. You feel me? So I would take the lemon peppers and I would sprinkle it and I'd take a bite and I was like, oh, good God in heaven. What delicious chicken angel of flavor that I just create. Good God. So if you haven't had honey hot wings, try that. If you haven't had honey hot wings and garlic, try that. And honey hot wings with lemon pepper, try that. And honestly, if you add lemon pepper to anything, it's amazing. Buffalo, teriyaki, sweet chili, it doesn't really matter. Put that lemon pepper on it. Just sprinkle it on there. We can all just start being a lemon pepper bay. All right, let's go ahead and get on with the episode. We're going to go ahead and start off with our POC Excellence segment coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Oh, baby, it is time for our POC Excellence segment. And this week I came across something on the Instagram page at Images You Won't See on TV. I want to go ahead and give my guy some flowers. We got Dallas Salas, I believe is how you say his name, is an amazing young man. So here's the thing. He is the 18-year-old who earned a neuroscience degree after overcoming leukemia and homelessness. If you would like to look into more of this young man, his name is spelled D-A-L-L-A-S, like Dallas, Texas, and his last name is Salas, S-A-L-A-S. So Dallas overcame leukemia and homelessness to earn a neuroscience degree from Arizona State University at just 18 years old. And despite the challenges, his resilience and determination led him to success, and his leukemia is now in remission. So this is coming from, once again, at Images You Won't See on TV. Congratulations to you, Dallas. I am so happy for you, and it is wonderful to see a man of color doing amazing things. And I am more than happy that you beat leukemia's ass. I only wish that so many others that we know and love could have also beat their cancer journey, but I am very glad that this young man did. There is one thing that I think that we can take from this young man is that when the odds are really against us, we do have something within us where we can just lift ourselves up. When they say grab yourself by them bootstraps, go ahead. Grab yourself by your Nikes, by your Adidas, by your Tims, whatever the fuck you're wearing. Grab yourself by them things and pick yourself up, because you are stronger than you think. Oh, hell no. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I am furious. This is my oh, hell no segment. I just made it up because of what I'm about to discuss. I'm so upset that I realize that I'm talking louder, so I'm actually a little further from my microphone than normally. Now, no one, and I mean no one, disrespects Babyface. You heard me correctly. And during Black History Month, no less, the fuck? Now, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, I'm about to fill you in. So go ahead and put in your ear pods, your headphones, or your speakerphone, or your car, whatever the hell you're doing, whatever you're listening to, turn that up, because I'm about to go off. Babyface, okay, was on the red carpet, looking fly, per the usual, okay? My guy has been in the music business for over 30 years. The voice of a baby-faced black angel. One of the best producers of all time. That Babyface. Now, if you are black, you grew up in a black family, you know who the fuck Babyface is. That right there was to help others who don't know. And I'm about to go ahead and fill them in some more, because I'm talking about songwriter. I'm talking about singer. I'm talking about record producer. He has written and produced over 26 number one R&B hits throughout his career and has won 13 motherfucking Grammy Awards. Give my man his flowers. My guy is literally on the 50 of the greatest producers ever list. 50. This man's name is attached to all the greats. Tevin Campbell, Patti LaBelle, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, Madonna, Janet Jackson, Faith Evans, Michael Jackson, Beyonce, TLC, Diana Ross, Toni Braxton, Usher, Ariana Grande, Pink, Mariah Carey, Lil Wayne, Mary J. Blige, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. You think Whitney Houston, Paula Abdul, and Bruno Mars, and so many more. Stop it. Stop it. Babyface has produced and written music for these artists and way more than that. What? Oh, white people? He gave you Michael Damn Bolton and Celine Dion. Put some respect on this man's name, damn it. And I'm going to tell you why I'm so upset. I'm going to tell you why I gave him such aggressive accolades. This is the man who was disrespected as fuck at the Grammys during an interview.
Oh, hell no.
At this year's Grammy 2025 Grammy Awards, on the red carpet, mind you, my guy, Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, and the so-called reporters from the Associated Press. Mind you, this is a live interview. And these reporters interrupt my guy Babyface to call out Chapel Roan, who was walking by.
Oh, hell no.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a fan of Miss Roan, not because of this, just in general. It might be an age thing. I don't know. But here's my thing, man. This musical legend, Babyface, graced them with his presence and started yelling after someone else while he was in mid-fucking sentence. Mind you, it was a white woman, and it was on Black History Month. Not very mindful, not very demure.
Oh, hell no.
So Babyface, being the myth, the man, the legend that he is, stepped aside and was like, oh, go ahead. You want to go ahead and talk to this girl? Do your thing. Because I won't be wasting my time on y'all. Babyface said, I ain't never keeping secrets. I'm about to waste my time with you. He said, lady, 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 nobody knows it but me. See what I did there? If you are the slightest Babyface fan, you get what I just did there. But yeah, it just really pissed me off. This video goes viral because, you know, it was live as fuck. And I mean, this woman literally, but also figuratively, literally, but figuratively, bent from side to side and back and forth to get a better view of Chapel Roan in the middle of interviewing Babyface. It was like, oh, excuse me, Babyface, move. I can't see Chapel Roan. That's what it felt like. Everyone saw it and everybody has some shit to say. I'm talking about from fans to celebrities, including Khloe Kardashian and Dionne Warwick, who labeled the behavior as disrespectful.
Oh, hell no.
Fam, I'm going to tell you right now, when a Kardashian says that your behavior is disrespectful, that is some nasty work. That's some nasty work. So, of course, the Associated Press issued a weak-ass public apology. Obviously, it was weak as shit. So I'm going to go ahead and play you the audio of the disrespectful-ass interview that these reporters did with Babyface, this disrespectful shit. And then I'm going to go ahead and play you the weak-ass apology. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and play the audio.
This new trend that we're seeing in R&B, where we're seeing more of a fusion, we're seeing people blend the genre with pop, blend the genre with hip hop and rock as well.
Yes, I think it's interesting.
Chapel.
You guys want to do that? Go do that.
So sorry, baby. I'm so sorry. What? Hello. How's it going, Chapel?
Hello. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Listen to the apology. Listen to this shit.
Kicking us off, but we want to thank you. But first I wanted to say that I'm really sorry about interrupting Babyface earlier. Chapel Roan had come up and there was a lot of commotion as there is on these carpets, but I'm a big Babyface fan and as are we all. And so I just wanted to say that I really apologize. But thank you so much for having me, you guys. It's been great.
Now, I'm not usually this petty, okay? I don't know why I'm lying. Yes, I am. But I hope this bitch lost her job. I ain't gonna hold you. I guarantee if she did lose her job, which is warranted, I ain't gonna hold you. But I guarantee if she did lose her job, she will learn to research people before she does interviews if she ever gets a job in the industry again. Babyface is a huge name in the music industry. And as a quote unquote reporter, you should know that. Babyface's Chapel. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be a little disrespectful. Chapel Roan's name is nowhere near Babyface's name. I'm so sorry. I mean, we're talking about this man has been in music for over 30 years. Chapel Roan. This is her time now. Good for her. But that does not mean you disrespect the myth, the man, the legend of music. Don't do that. Don't do that. Girl, bye. Let me get the hell up on out of here because I'm about to get mad. Shit. On recording the podcast. Next, we have a text message from a listener I can't wait to share with you guys coming up on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, that sounded good. All right. I gotta say, I love it when you guys reach out. It literally makes my day. Let me tell you something, not just me, podcasters absolutely love it. When the listeners reach out, it's like finding out that someone actually read the terms and conditions and then emailed you to discuss it. I love it. I mean, whether it's like a heartfelt, I love that episode, or maybe you just have like an idea for a segment that you want me to do, or maybe you have a wild conspiracy theory about DJ Hey Cousin, where his beard actually comes from. I don't know, but it reminds us, the content creators, that we're not just like talking into the void, hoping that our parents listened or our best friends listened, which, let's be real, they don't. But plus your feedback, it fuels our future episodes, you know, and it validates all of those hours that we spend Googling random facts at 3 a.m. So slide into those DMs, send the text messages to my Google Voice number, leave me some voicemails, email a bitch, because it makes me feel great. And I promise I will most likely respond faster than your ex ever did, most likely. So let's go ahead and get to this text message from one of my listeners here. Now, they did not say that I could say their name, so I'm not going to. I'm not even sure it's in here. Well, yeah, it is. But we're going to call this guy Jake. He's probably laughing. Ooh, you really hid my identity there. All right, so it says here in the text message that he sent to my Google Voice number, which is down below in the show notes if you are interested. 805-664-1828. So it says here, "Hello, my name is Jake, and I really like your podcast. I'm an amputee, and I can tell you that especially Black women, although was very dark-skinned, but was Asian/Indian. I'm not sure what they mean by that. The guy you talked about, John, who does darker color prosthetics, these can be life-changing for people. Personally, I don't care. My leg is gone, and it is what it is. I just have bare metal. Also, FYI, this is my first time reading this. Also, FYI, a wet dream can be just the wet tip, but also a full load." He is actually responding to a conversation that DJ Hey Cousin and I had on the podcast a couple episodes ago. he goes on to say, "Never shot a load over bacon." By the way, it's that bacon episode. "Never shot the candy bacon episode. Never shot a load over bacon, and I don't know anyone who has." I mean, like, it's early. It's still early. You sound young. he said some other things. We'll cut some of that out. He also goes on to say, I am straight and married, but I gotta say, men are sexually sick. Whoa. This world of easy sex on cell phones is ruining great sex. I don't have a lot of experience with sex as I was married young, but it's just different. I mean, most women don't care about dick size, but men try to compete with the dudes in porn. Of course, I've been well endowed. I still have normal family and marital issues. Having a big cock doesn't magically make all problems go away. Anyways, I like your podcast and thank you for making me laugh." As I'm reading this aloud to you, I'm wondering if I was not supposed to share this, but I did change your name, Jake. And thank you so much for sharing with us about how well endowed you are. Well, if you enjoy this podcast, you'll probably enjoy this joke. It sounds like you have yourself an extra leg, so you should be doing all right. I'm so glad that you enjoyed the episode. If you're wondering where all of that randomness came from, you have to check out the Candied Bacon Wet Dreams episode, and you kind of get what Jake is talking about. Man, it seems kind of weird to do this segment next, but let's go ahead and get on to it. Next on the Professionally Silly podcast, I have something that I need to say. I really should have pre-read that text message before just now. Man, I gotta tell you, I'm really glad I get to share this with you before we get into the thing that I really want to talk about. It kind of literally, I stood up to go use the restroom just to take a break before recording this segment, and both of my knees popped so loud. I almost got down for cover. I ain't gonna hold you. That shit sounded dangerous. I thought somebody took a shot at me. Damn, I'm getting old. All right. Geriatric millennial. My own body is attacking me. Okay. So so I have something that I would like to say. What does Black history mean to me? I would like to assume if you're listening to this podcast, you are pro-black, or at the very least, not racist. But I would be surprised if I had any racist people enjoying my black commentary. That would be interesting. But obviously, the government no longer wishes to acknowledge everything that black Americans and even blacks who were not Americans have done for this country. And of course, that does not surprise me one bit, or many of us, honestly. And as you know, I do not talk about politics or religion on this podcast. And for this episode, I plan to keep it that way. That last comment I made about the government as far as I'm going to go in this episode. But I would be remiss if I did not, as a black woman, speak on what black history means to me, especially when it feels like the entire world doesn't care about us and my own government is trying to erase our history and our present. Okay, so that was the last thing I'm going to say about the government. I lied. Let me start by saying that Black history is not just a February thing. It's not like Valentine's Day candy. It's not one of those resolutions we abandon by mid-January. Black history is woven into the very fabric of what makes this world, and especially this country, what it is today. Black history has paved the way for all of us. Now, I know a lot of people might be thinking, do we really need to hear about black history again? We already heard about Martin Luther King Jr. We already heard about slavery. Even though there are some who think that that shit was a choice or a myth. Black history is just boring facts about black people. But let me tell you, black history is not just about facts. It's about courage, creativity, knowledge, and a whole lot of swagger. Let's face it, y'all know we got style. But it's mostly about acknowledgement. It's about Harriet Tubman outsmarting oppressors and creating the first underground railroad long before GPS ever existed. It's about the rhythm and the genius of jazz legends like Louis Armstrong. It's about the beautiful and inspiring poetry of Maya Angelou. Black history is about the boundary-breaking brilliance of Katherine Johnson, whose mathematical genius sent people to the damn moon. But it's not just about the past. It's about how that history propels us forward. How can you understand the present without honoring the shoulders we stood on to get this far? Mind you, we still have a lot of work to do, especially for the next 4 years. Black history is not just about knowing that black inventors, activists, artists, and entrepreneurs didn't just survive hardships, they thrived and built bridges that we're still crossing today. It's about acknowledging it and respecting it. And let's be real, if you've ever danced to hip hop or you was rocking some braids or some locks, or maybe you said, I got receipts. You're already participating in Black history. You're welcome. But here's the funny thing. Even with all this greatness, we often hear folks asking, well, why isn't there a White History Month? And instead of saying the thing that I'm sure we've all said at some points of our lives, because y'all got 11 other months, I say Black history is about acknowledging what black people have done for this country. It was created for us to finally be seen for the amazing things that we had a hand in. And yes, damn it, I say we because people are quick to judge us when one of us fucks up. So you are goddamn right. I'm going to attach my black ass to all the good that we've done too. Black history is about reclaiming the stories that have been pushed to the margins and making sure those voices are amplified louder than a marching band at homecoming. And y'all know we be loud at homecoming. White people, in comparison to black people, haven't had the same problem being heard. It's not the way that I would want it, but that's just the way that it is right now. And almost honestly, This is the way it's always been. So why is Black history important? Because it's a reminder that excellence knows no bounds. It is a testament to the power of resilience, the power of love in the face of adversity. And it is a call to celebrate, educate, and elevate the stories that matter every day, not just during a designated month that they are now trying to silence. It's why I shared the POC Excellence segment in every episode, because we are amazing as fuck, and I want all four of my listeners to know, damn it. So let's keep learning, laughing, and lifting each other up. Let's keep sharing these amazing stories that Black people have done. And let's remember, Black history isn't just Black history. It's world history. And my friends, it is a story worth telling. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If there is anything that you can take from this episode, it's Babyface is a fucking legend. Okay, my guy got that whippoorwill. Professionally Silly life rules. See, I did it again. See what I did there? There's another Babyface Easter egg there. Okay. Shout out to the listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your face, and most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I appreciate every last one of you that are listening with me every week. Thank you so much for being here. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and a written review, because it will help my podcast grow and I could definitely use it. And oh shit, I forgot. DJ Hey Cousin sent me a voice message for the podcast in his absence. Damn it, we were almost free of his ass for an entire episode again. Oh, it was so glorious. Anyways, okay, here's what he said.
Hey, it's me, Wes. I have an idea. There's something I wanted to show you, not show you, but send to you. All right, just a quick little thing for the podcast, because I'm not going to be there today. So I wanted to send this instead. Okay. It is I, your audio side piece, DJ Hey Cousin, a.k.a. Wes, a.k.a. that one guy that you know sometimes. And I have a conundrum. Me being a lover of all entertainment, specifically movies and television, I am recommended a bevy of stuff to watch, all right? So much so that sometimes the experience gets ruined for me. Not by spoilers, I love a good spoiler, by the overall atmosphere and community that is built around that show or movie. You know, unfortunately, sometimes they tend to ruin things, okay? My example is Game of Thrones. I was so about to get into that, and then the entire community ruined it for me. So with that being said, what is a show or movie that you wanted to watch, but due to the atmosphere around it, some of its fans, the world that it built for itself, as far as the community, what's something that you no longer plan on watching? Huh? What is it?
Okay, first, great question. Second, let me say this. I don't know whose fucking phone he's using, but listeners, if you've been here for a minute, especially since he's joined the podcast, he has a really shitty phone. You've heard the audio. It is not good. So I don't know whose phone he's using, but God bless them. and also to answer your question, for me, it was also Game of Thrones, but not just that, but also I didn't have HBO, but people were so fucking into it and kind of turned me off a little bit. And then they all just like abandoned ship because the last season wasn't good or something. I don't know. Everybody, season 10 was stupid. That's all I hear all the time. So I've never seen it to this day. Supernatural is another one for me. The fans of that show was insane. I tried to give it a chance, but I don't know what it is. It just didn't capture me in the first episode. I don't know, there was some pale bitch on a bridge in a nightgown, the white nightgown thing. I don't know. It didn't capture me. And I know that it's been on for like 20 years or some shit. Maybe I'll give it a chance again, but it just didn't get me. Heroes was another one for me, but I will admit I finally did watch Heroes. I did. I watched it in its entirety, I think when it was on like Netflix or some shit back in the day. So I did finally see it, and it was fucking amazing. And as for Game of Thrones, even if I had HBO Max, it's like 10 fucking seasons. I don't know if I want to sit through that. That's like 17 books, ain't it? I don't know. Jesus. Okay, back to the outro. If this is your first time listening, come back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. And share this podcast with a friend. Ain't no need to hog all that silly to yourself. Check out the podcast on Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Oh, by the way, I actually did another podcast live over there last week. And I'm thinking about doing it again. I'm thinking about it. Who's down? Let me know via the page, if you will. Listener submissions, you send them in, we read them. Share your silliest stories, jokes, maybe some life mishaps. Maybe you want some advice. Maybe you just want to do like Jake did. Tell us about your well-endowed penis and how much you love the show. Who knows? You can you can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can leave a voicemail or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And if you would like to be anonymous, please sure to let me know when you contact me. Check out the show notes for all the bonus information that I just told you about, including my link tree, which is there. And that has all of my most used social medias and platforms available for you to click right there on your screen. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, both my YouTube channels and more. So hit me up. And if you're interested in writing or sending things, my P.O. Box is indeed Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, it's your audible boofang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Biting your tongue while eating is a perfect example of how you can still screw up, even with decades of experience. So, be easier on yourself. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, pee silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay.